The Federal Reserve, Talmudic swindle. Where the Federal Reserve is concerned, several issues just baffle me. A, it always astonishes me how much wealth, potential, American family security has been methodically, systematically sucked out of the American dream. Leached out, milked, robbed. I'm amazed this is not much higher up on we the people's mind. It negatively hammers everybody. You too, liberal Mrs. Trusting Government and wanting it bigger. It hits your wallet, potential, your Social Security and your standard of living just as hard as those persons that you see as conservative, Republican, fuddy-duddies, or worse, even MAGA. B, the extraordinary greed of the plundering classes. Fascinating to hell. When is it going to be enough? There's trillions unaccounted for, and often explained away in the most unconvincing, childish, puerile attempts at explaining away the missing apple pie and the trail of suspicious crumbs left behind. Recently, we've had this mega debacle in Afghanistan. But before that, among the plethora of examples of in-your-goy-face fraud, do you remember Donald Rumsfeld with a straight face? Very apologetic, so sincere. On September the 10th, 2001, he announced to his supposed bosses, we the people, that there had been a slight financial bookkeeping issue. They just couldn't quite account for a little bit of money. How much? Oh, not a whole lot, 2,300. Oh, that's not so bad then. With a few knots at the end. What? You mean 2,300 million? A few more knots, three more. What? You mean $2,300 billion? It is very unfortunate. Unfortunate? That's $2.3 trillion. How the galloping heck do you manage that? We could have double tripled Social Security, built a fleet of new hospitals, schools, road, bridges, and gone to Mars. And even covered Nancy Pelosi's liquor tab. What were you guys doing? And the very next day, by an amazing coincidence, a Boeing 757, expertly flown by some hairy, wild-looking characters, going like a missile, skimming inches above the dandelions, unseen on the million security cameras, save one, and that didn't look like a Boeing at all, managed to strike a bullshit's eye, a bullseye, on the budget analyst office. And somehow, even in this age of backups and remote servers, managed to wipe out the crucial files. Duh. How much apple pie can you eat? Or lose. Then there's dear old Jacob Rothschild. Pillar of society, doors open, cameras flash, and peons grovel wherever he sets his hallowed feet. His family worth in the narrow sense of digital blips in the bank's computer mainframe, reputed to be $500 trillion, even immeasurable, owning nearly every central bank in the world. A track record that includes proudly financing every war since Napoleon. Nice man. How much apple pie can you eat? When is enough enough? The answer appears to be never. Of course, in fairness to Lord Jacob here, he is only upholding a good family motto, set in stone by Mayor Amschel Rothschild, on his deathbed, with these fine, upstanding, noble, philanthropic words. Remember, my children, that all the earth must belong to us Jews, and that the Gentiles, being mere excrement of animals, must possess nothing. How much apple pie? The conclusion of all this, to them there is no limit to what they want. When they say you will own nothing and be happy, they are not lying and they are lying. For sure, they want us to own nothing. True. But they really don't give a slice of apple pie whether we are happy or not. They prefer us dead.